Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv. Subject: Introduction to Logic. Book: Summary of Logic. Teacher: Sayyid Ibn Abbas Naqwi. Lesson number 2.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. وَاللَّعْنَةُ عَلَىٰ أَعْدَائِهِمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Today, inshallah, we're going to be starting with the main points, with the main things that are mentioned in the book, in the science of logic, inshallah, بِحَوْلِ اللَّهِ. Our book, which we're going to study, that means Al-Mujaz فِي الْمَنْطِقِ, the summary of logic, it's been divided into a few sections. So the first few sections, they comprise of some basic points which are necessary to learn the main things, the main points that are going to come further in the later sections. So the first section we're going to start is, he says, the author says, that man has something that differentiates him from other animals. For example, all animals, the science says man is an animal, the mantiq is going to say it. So there's something, the most things between these animals that they're common. For example, they eat, they drink, they walk, they run, they sleep, they get tired, and they reproduce. Everything, all these things, they're common in man, in human beings, and in other animals. But there's something that differentiates human beings with from the other animals. What's that thing? He says that, the author says that man has got a power or a strength, which we call it dhihn. That means his mind. It's his mind that differentiates him from other animals. Because from eating and drinking and sleeping and walking and running and getting tired and every other activities that they're common in, all of them, they're the same levels, man and other animals. But when it comes to mind, when it comes to this faculty, when it comes to this strength or power, man differentiates. He makes his own way. He makes his own way. He just leaves that thing with the animals and moves further. The other animals, they stay till there. So he has this kind of a faculty, this kind of a strength. Now, this dhihn, that means the mind of a man, is similar to a mirror. When you stand in front of a mirror, how you see your images being picturized, being induced in that mirror, your picture, it gets reflected on it. The same way, the images are reflected on our minds, in our minds. They get picturized in our minds. That's what happens. So there's there we compare the brain to a mirror. Because both of them, the mirror and the brain, both of them, the mind, they reflect images. When you see yourself in front of a mirror or anything that's been induced by a mirror, it's seen in the mirror, the same way as the brain. For example, when you see the same way as your mind. For example, when you see your brother or any other object, when you see a book and you close your eyes, you can see that image in your mind. That's what the mind is. That's why we compare it to a mirror. But there's a difference, and there's a big, big difference. What's that? The difference is that a mirror, it induces the pictures that are seen. That's it. The pictures that are seen, the objects, the sensual objects, that's what it reflects. But the mirror, but the mind of a person, it does not it is not limited to what's been seen by the sense of sight. But many other things, for example, a smell, a mirror does not reflect a smell. Or a taste, A mirror does not reflect a taste. It does not induce a picture of a taste. It does not get induced on a mirror. Or the sense of touch, the feeling, that feeling of touch, that a surface, is it hard or is it soft? It does not get induced on a mirror. But as far as the mind of a man is concerned, it induces all these images. And apart from these images, for example, the examples I gave, they're related to the sense organs. That means our senses, our eyes, our ears, our nose, our skin that feels the touch, and our tongue that feels the taste. Apart from these sensual things, pictures get induced in our mind which are not sensual, the rational images. For example, just picturize, you can easily picturize in your mind a mountain of gold, for example, or a diamond with a mountain-sized diamond. You can picturize it, and you didn't see it. You didn't see it. So these are rational images. Even they get picturized in your mind. So a man has this kind of a faculty. He's got this kind of a strength. He's got dhihn. And that's why he is differentiated from the other animals. And this, we compare it to a mirror. But there's a difference between a dhihn and a mirror. What's that difference? That a mirror reflects the images that are seen, that are seen by our sight, by our eyes, that's it. But the brain, no, it's common. Either it's eyes, nose, the things you smell, it gets reflected. The thing, that's the reason you can feel the taste. You can feel the taste of, you can see, for example, if you ate something 10 days before and you eat it again, you're gonna say that this is the same, it's the same taste as I ate 10 days back. Why? Because there was a picture of that taste in your mind, and you matched both of those pictures, the one you felt today and the one you felt 10 days back. So that's the reason, because it gets reflected in your mind. And other things which are not sensual, which are rational. So here we end up our first section. So inshallah we're going to read the book, the Arabic text, and going to translate it. He says, المقدمات. That means the basics. The basics. فصل الأول. الفصل الأول. That means the first section. الإنسان له قوة تسمى الذهن. A man has a power, a strength, a faculty, and we call it, and it's known as, الذهن. That means a mind. تنتقش فيها الصور كالمرآة. In this mind of a man, these images, they're reflected in a person's mind the way they're reflected on a mirror. لكن الفرق بين الذهن والمرآة, but the difference between the mind and the mirror is أن المرآة لا تنتقش فيها إلا صور المبصرات. The mirror, it does not induce any image other than the objects which are seen. That's it. But the objects which are felt by our skin, by our tongue, by our nose, that means we smell, and which are heard by our ears, a mirror does not reflect those kind of objects. التي ترى بالعين فقط. The objects which you see with your eyes, that's it. That's what it reflects, a mirror. وفي الذهن, and in your mind, تنتقش صور المبصرات, the images of the seen, of the objects which are seen, are induced in your mind, وغيرها, and the other images as well, apart from these which are seen. وغيرها من سائر المحسوسات والمعقولات. Different sensual objects, different sensual things, and rational things, they're reflected in your minds. So there we end up with our first section. Now he says, the second section we start with. The difference between sensual and rational things. That's what our second section is all about. the difference between sensual and rational things. What are sensual things? Sensual, that means mahsusat. Mahsus, yani hiss. The things we hiss, that means we sense. We can feel them. We can feel them. These things are known as mahsusat. Mahsusat. There are five. All of us know it. We study in our early books in schools and different other places. There are five senses. What are those five senses? The eyes, the sense of sight, the sense of hearing, the sense of smell, the sense of touch, and the sense of taste. So these, they're known as sensual things. يعني المحسوسات. Just a reminder in between that we need to focus on these Arabic terms, these Arabic terminologies. They are important, so we need to learn them. Apart from learning the English terminology, we just the thing we can do is that we use the English terminology to know, to learn what's being said and what's being explained. But the Arabic terminology is the main thing that should be focused on. So mahsusat, that means the sensual objects, which are perceived by our five senses, which are known. We get to know about these things, about mahsusat, with our five senses. For example, touch is mahsus. The table, is it hard or is it soft? How do we know it? With the sense of touch. We touch it, we hiss. That means we sense it. And when we sense it, when we feel it, what do we say? We say it's hard. That's how it happens. And the other thing is something that's غير محسوس, that means it's not sensual, we call it rational things. That's what we said. In this section we gotta mention the difference between rational things and sensual things. Sensual things, which are perceived, they're known as محسوسات, and they're perceived by our senses. That's their definition. They're perceived by our senses. Either the sense of sight, or the sense of smell, the sense of hearing, sense of taste, sense of touch, anything. They're known as mahsusat. The other thing, the other kind, is rational things. Rational things, they're not perceived by our organs, by our sense organs. But we feel them in our mind. They get reflected in our mind. For example, 2 plus 2 is 4. How do we get to know that? How are we gonna get to know that? That 2 plus 2 is 4. We don't need to see it to recognize that 2 plus 2 is 4. Or we don't need to smell it. We don't need to hear it. We don't need to touch it. We don't need to taste it. Then how are we gonna feel it? We say that we're gonna feel with our rational power. The power of our mind. We're gonna get to know it. 2 plus 2 is 4. That's how we know it. So he says, فصلٌ, that's the second section. He says, المحسوس هو الشيء الذي لا يعرف ويدرك بواسطة إحدى الحواس الخمس. المحسوس, that means the sensual things, is a thing that's not known or perceived by one of our five senses. What are the five senses? Can you please name us? Can you please name them for us? وَهِيَ, any those five senses, there are البصرة, that means the sense of sight, السامعة, the sense of hearing, الشم, the sense of smelling, الذائقة, the sense of tasting, the sense of taste, واللامسة, the sense of touch. There are five senses. So the things which are perceived by our five senses, they're known as محسوسات. فالجبل, he says, فالجبل شيء محسوس. A mountain is something that's sensual. لأنه يعرف ويدرك بالعين. Because we perceive it, we know it by our eyes. والصوت شيء محسوس. And a sound is sensual, is a sensual thing. لأنه يعرف ويدرك بالأذن السامعة. Because why is a sound a sensual thing? Because it's known and it's perceived by our ears. والريح الطيب والريح الكريه من المحسوسات. A good smell and a bad smell, both of them, they're محسوس. That means they're sensual. Why? لِأَنَّهُمَا يُعْرَفَانِ وَيُدْرَكَانِ بِالْأَنْفِ, because they're known, both of them, they're known, and they're perceived with our nose. وَالْحَلَاوَةُ وَالْمَحْمُوضَةُ مِنَ الْمَحْسُوسَاتِ, and bitterness, الْحَلَاوَة, that means the sweetness, and bitterness, they're sensual things. Why? لِأَنَّهُمَا تُعْرَفَانِ وَتُدْرَكَانِ بِاللِّسَانِ, because we perceive them, we know them by our tongue. وَالْخَشُونَةُ وَالنَّعُومَةُ وَالْحَرُّ وَالْبَرْدُ تُعْرَفْ وَيُدْرَكُ بِجَمِيعِ أَجْزَاءِ الْبَدَنِ, softness and hardness, heat and cold, they're known and they're perceived by all our parts of a body. اللامسه, so they're sensual. فهذه هي المحسوسات الخمسة, all these things they're known as المحسوسات الخمسة, that means our sense, our five senses. والمعقول, معقول, that means something that's related to our عقل, to our mind. معقول, that's why we call it معقول, that means the rational things. هو الشيء, a rational thing is a thing. الذي يعرف ويدرك بغير هذه الحواس الخمس, is a thing that's known and perceived without these five objects, without these five senses. فَمَثَلًا الْإِثْنَانُ زَوْجٌ, two is an even number. وَالْوَاحِدُ فَرْضٌ, and one is an odd number. How do we get to know it? Do we need to feel it? Do we need to touch it or smell it or hear it or see it? No. We know it by our aql, by our mind. What 2 multiplied by 2 equals 4, and 2 plus 1 equals 3. How do we know it? He says, كُلْ هَذِهِ لَا تُعْرَفْ وَلَا تُدْرَكْ بِالْعَيْنِ وَلَا بِالْأُذُنِ وَلَا بِالْأَنْفِ وَلَا بِاللِّسَانِ وَلَا بِاللَّمْسِ. He says, all these things, they're not known by our eyes, or by our ears, or by our nose, or tongue, or our sense of touch. No, they're not known with these. وَإِنَّمَا تُعْرَفُ وَتُدْرَكُ بِالْأَقْلِ, they're known and they're perceived by the aql, by our mind. وَلِذَا يُقَالُ لَهَا الْمَعْقُولَاتِ, and that's why we call them معقولات. That's the reason we call them معقولات, because they're known and they're perceived by our aql, by our mind. That the things, the objects, all these, they're divided into two kinds. Into two kinds, mahsusat and ma'qulat. Mahsusat, as we say, as we've already said, perceived by our five senses, and ma'qulat, the things which are not perceived by our five senses, but they're perceived by our mind, by our aql. And that's why we call it ma'qulat. Now the next session is quite interesting, and it's a thing, something really Everyone notices it. What is it? It's about tasawwur and tasdeeq. We're going to learn in this lesson two important, really important terms that are related to mantiq, and they're related to the science of logic, and they're related to philosophy as well. What are the tasawwur and tasdeeq? In English, we call them apprehension. A tasawwur is known as an apprehension. And a tasdeeq, what is it? Affirmation. That's it. So what's the difference between them? For example, when you see a man, anyone, a person, and you close your eyes, what happens is, you see the picture of that person, you can see it in your mind, being reflected in your mind. You see a tree, that the same thing happens. You see your brother, the same thing happens. When you see your brother, you close your eyes, you can feel that picture in your mind. That's why, that's the reason why when the next time you meet your brother, you recognize him that he's your brother. Because you've already stored a picture of your brother in your mind. So that's the reason you get to know that the person standing in front of you is your brother. Now, these are things related to our sight. Now, let me give an example, another example. For example, the taste you tasted, as I mentioned in an example, 10 days back, the taste you tasted 10 days back, the thing you ate 10 days back, and now you can recognize the thing you're eating right now, that it's the same, it's the same taste. How? Because when you ate that 10 days back, you stored a picture of that taste in your mind. Or, for example, when you hear a voice, what happens is, you store that voice in your mind. How? That's the reason why you get to know when you talk to someone on a mobile phone or on a cell phone, what happens? You recognize that person. Why? Because you already have the picture of that voice, of that person's voice in your mind. So when you hear that voice, you match those voices, the voice that's coming from the cell phone and the voice that's stored in your mind, and you match them, you say, yes, that's the voice of the same person. That's what happens. What I want to say is, all these things, they're known as tasawwur. Tasawwur, what does that mean? That means image, the images, they're induced in your mind. These images, they're known as tasawwur. These images, they're known as tasawwur. For example, colors, green, or different things, ilm. When you heard the word ilm, knowledge, something, it occurs in your mind, a picture of it, it comes to your mind. When you say, for example, a man, a person, you say, when you see him, his picture comes in your mind. All these things, they're known as tasawwur. Tasawwur is an apprehension. That's what we call it. But try to focus on the word tasawwur and try to use it when you study it or when you revise it, when you repeat it, use the word tasawwur. Now, when you see a person and you close your eyes, for example, name that person Muhammad, and you close your eyes, you see a picture of Muhammad in your mind. That's one thing. When you hear the word knowledge, when you hear the word alim, ilm, a picture occurs in your mind. Now, what you do is you come and relate these two pictures and you say Muhammad is an alim. Muhammad is a scholar. Being a scholar, it has a different image. Muhammad has a different image. You relate both these images and you relate knowledge to Muhammad. Being a scholar, you relate this thing, being a scholar, to Muhammad. What happens is, this is what is known as tasdeeq. Any apprehension. Affirmation. Apprehension is a tasawwur. Now, you related, you attributed Muhammad with knowledge. You attribute knowledge to Muhammad. You relate Muhammad to knowledge. This is known as tasdeeq, an affirmation. For example, in the example of a tree, tasawwur, the thing that came into your mind was a tree. You saw a tree, it came into your mind. And then when you hear the word green, it's something comes into your mind. A color comes in your mind. Now when you relate these two things, the mind, the tree and being green, when you relate both these things, you say the tree is green. إذا توجهت إلى إنسان, when you look towards a person, وحدثت صورته في ذهنك فهذا يسمى تصورا, and his picture comes to your mind, this we call it as a تصور. وإذا نظرت إلى ديك وانتقشت صورته في ذهنك فهذا تصور أيضا. When you look towards a chicken and its image is gonna occur, is gonna come to your mind, what do we call it? We call it a tasawwur. وإذا سمعت صوتا وحدث في ذهنك العلم بذلك الصوت. When you hear a voice and then you get to know about that voice, we call it فهذا العلم. This علم, this knowledge is known as tasawwur. The knowledge of that voice is known as tasawwur. فأما إذا عرفت أن ذلك الإنسان عالم, Now when you get to know that that person, you tasawwur, you made a tasawwur of that person, you apprehended it in your mind, the person whose image came to your mind, when you get to know that that person is alim, is an alim, he's a scholar. وَقُلْتَ, and you said, what did he say? هَذَا عَالِمٌ. He said, he is a scholar. Now, you relate that he, the word he, that that means that person, and being a scholar, you relate both these things. When you relate it, this relation, this attribution is known as tasdeeq. وَقُلْتَ هَذَا عَالِمٌ فَقَدْ نَصَبْتَ الْعِلْمَ إِلَىٰ ذَلِكَ الْإِنسَانِ. What did he do when you said هَذَا عَالِمٌ, when you said he's a scholar? What did he do? You related ilm to that person. فَهَذِهِ النِّسْبَةُ تُسَمَّى تَصْدِيقًا. This relation, we call this relation as tasdeeq. This relation, this attribution is known as tasdeeq. وَإِذَا تَوَجَّهْتَ إِلَىٰ أَنَّ الدِّيكَ الَّذِي رَأَيْتَهُ أَبْيَاضٌ. And when you get to know that the chicken you looked at is white in color, فَقُلْتَ, and you said, هَذَا دِيكْ أَبْيَضْ, this chicken is white. What did he do? فَقَدْ نَصَبْتَ الْبِيَاضْ إِلَىٰ ذَلِكَ الدِّيكْ. What did he do is, you related that whiteness to that chicken. You related it, you attributed that chicken with whiteness. فَهَذِهِ النِّسْبَةُ, this attribution, تَصْدِيقٌ أَيْضًا, even this attribution is a tasdeeq. وَإِذَا تَوَجَّهْتَ إِلَىٰ أَنَّ الصَّوْتَ الَّذِي سَمِعْتَهُ صَوْتُ زَيْدٍ. And when you get to know that the voice you heard, it was Zayd's voice. Zayd is the name of a person. It was Zayd's voice. فَقُلْتَ, when you get to know that the voice you heard was Zayd's, you said, هَذَا صَوْتُ مِنْ زَيْدٍ. And this voice is from Zayd. This is Zayd's voice. فَقَدْ نَسَبْتَ إِلَى الصَّوْتِ كَوْنَهُ مِنْ زَيْدٍ. You attributed that voice, that it's from Zayd, that it came from Zayd. It was Zayd's voice. So you related that voice to Zayd. فَهَذِهِ النِّسْبَةُ تَصْدِيقٌ أَيْضًا. Even this relation and this attribution is known as tasdeeq. So the images, the individual images that occur in our mind, that come to our mind, they're known as tasawwur. And when you attribute those images, two of them, three of them, four of them, to each other, when you attribute them, when you relate them to each other, they're known as tasdeeq. Tasdeeq is an affirmation. هذا وصلى الله على محمد وآل محمد.
Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv.